According to an events schedule on the WISP Politics website, Republican incumbent Scott Walker has four fundraisers this week, including cocktail receptions in Heartland and De Pere. Hosts of those events either declined comment, didn't return calls, or appeared to have unlisted phone numbers. A spokesman for Democrat Mary Burke says Burke's campaign does not disclose their private fundraising events. Michael McCabe of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign says normal people are trying to enjoy the last few weeks of summer.
But donors are not normal people. All of the money that politicians raise comes from, you know, barely 2% of the population.
McCabe says it may be that Walker and Burke remember the U.S. Senate race 2 years ago when Democrat Tammy Baldwin went ahead of Republican Tommy Thompson in the weeks following the August primaries. Some analysts say Baldwin or independent groups running ads criticizing Thompson were a big reason for Baldwin's surge. McCabe says this year candidates are convinced they need the cash.
They need to be able to be on the air running TV ads and that sort of thing. Now, whether those messages will resonate with voters, that remains to be seen.
While some conservatives have noted that the candidates with the most money don't always win, McCabe says cash can make a big difference when the candidates have equal appeal. He also says winning contenders then often cater to the big donors, including the ones they met in late August. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.